It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac-a-Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac-a-Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac-a-Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you surviving the COVID-19 situation here, Josh?
Socially distant.
Yeah, socially distant. And your office is closed at the courthouse. You're working from home for a while.
The office is my dining room table.
Yeah. But you're still accessible.
Yes, I'm able to check emails regularly and check my voicemails, and I'll respond to messages, you know, as they come. Otherwise, I'm kind of limited to what I can do otherwise, but I'll be making sure things are getting responded to.
That's good. And it'll be that way for a while yet, at least probably through the month of April.
Yeah, that's what it looks like here. But, my orders say 2 weeks, and that's what I'm going with until I hear otherwise.
Right, so kind of taking it a week at a time. So hopefully we'll get everything open again. It'd be nice to get back to a little normalcy.
No, one thing I am doing a little differently is I'm making cooking breakfast in the mornings.
All right, well,
usually I'll just do some, bring some boiled eggs or a bowl of cereal to work and eat at my desk, but
So you
eat a big breakfast. You don't need a lunch, really. So That's just me.
But so you'll be putting on some weight then during your quarantine.
God, I hope not.
Well, we're not saluting a veteran today.
Unfortunately, I don't have access to my deceased veteran files, so we're going to forego saluting veterans. Instead, we're going to salute all veterans and make sure that they stay safe, stay healthy, keep their social distances, and make sure they're taking care of themselves, or somebody's taking care of them. So
right, and we do want to mention the VFWs and Legions and things are, as far as any in-house dining, are pretty well closed right now, or the bars are closed. But
yes.
I know someone like the Appleton VFW, and some are offering some takeout services. So might check with them there. But no bingo at any of the VFWs around for the time being.
Yep, unfortunately, until they can find something to manage this COVID-19, they're saying stay at home, stay safe, stay don't gather.
Right. Know. Especially staying away from the big groups is probably really one of the big things. Don't have any big meetings or anything like that.
So, right.
All right. And we'll keep everybody posted on what's going on with that. But we do have kind of a scam alert you want to talk about here today.
Yeah, there's the VFW sent out a press release on March 19th on their website reminding veterans and their families to remain vigilant in protecting yourself against potential scams due to this coronavirus pandemic. As a new wave of scams surfaces in an attempt to exploit coronavirus fears, the VFW would like to remind all of its members to exercise extreme caution in providing personal information during any unsolicited call. Most recently, a VFW member reported receiving a call from an individual identifying himself as a VFW representative and was asked to provide credit card information in exchange for a $100 gift card. That is a scam. So if somebody calls from the VFW, asking for something personal in exchange for a gift card, that is a scam. If you do receive a call from an individual claiming to be a VFW representative who is requesting personally identifiable information, ask them that they confirm your VFW membership number. If they're unable to do so, hang up. That's not just applies to VFW members, but make sure you protect yourself against scammers during this situation.
There's a lot of it going on. They're using pastors, names of pastors, and claiming to be from this and that and the other thing. And sheriff's organization, maybe, or whatever. So, just probably right now,
if they can't answer questions that only you would know the answer to, or the associate organization would know the answer to, hang up.
Yep. And if you feel so inclined that you need to give to something, give to some local organization where you know who you're giving it to.
Yes. If you have worked with VFW on a VA benefits claim and you receive a suspicious call regarding your claim, ask the caller to verify your VA claim number before sharing any critical information. So I'm able to check claim statuses while I'm you know, at my dining room table through the use of technology. But and if you leave a message at my office, I'll be checking my messages at least hourly. So I'll return your call as soon as I can and as best as I can with the knowledge, the information I have at hand. So
okay.
More information on potential scams can be found on the Federal Trade Commission's website, which is ftc.gov. And, of course, you can contact my office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well regarding scams.
And I'm sure that's still in operation in the midst of all of this.
Yes, it's an online tool and a call center. So,
and what's the number?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
Okay.
And, of course, you can contact our office. Unfortunately, we're closed to the public, and many of our offices have been told to, work from home as much as you can. So, following the governor's recommendations. So you can call us by phone at 598-3445. And like I said, I'll be checking messages pretty regularly and responding to emails accordingly. So,
okay. Yeah, but everybody's closed. All the offices at the courthouse are closed to the public.
Yes.
Yep. So you can still use the phone or online or whatever to access most of them, I believe.
Yes.
And same for the city hall. A lot of city halls and things, too, now. So.
Oh, our city hall is closed now, too, Madison?
It is now, yes.
Okay. So
they're still there working, but closed to the public.
Okay.
So, and a lot of businesses and those kind of things, too. So,
mm-hmm.
So anyway, as you said, Josh, we want everybody to stay safe and well and get through this and get back to the way we like things to be.
That's right. I'm looking forward to, seeing all the vets and hearing stories about how they survived the boredom or the monotony that came from, sheltering in place and staying home and hearing stories about what they did to occupy their time.
Right. Maybe people start some new hobbies and things. Who knows?
Well, I bought a series of 7 books, and, I'm about a third of the way through the first one so far. So hopefully it's a... I'll still enjoy the series after I read them all.
Right. So. Well, reading's a good thing to do, too. I should do more of that.
Yeah.
I've been trying to, but I
really should, too. But
My concentration is bad. I get halfway through the book, then I lay it down, and then I pick it up again, and I forget what I read for the first part, so I got to read it all over again. So.
I've heard these acronyms, ADOLS, ADOLAS.
What is that?
Attention deficit, oh, look, a squirrel. Attention deficit. Oh, look, shiny.
Well, I think I got it. So, all right. Well, thank you, Josh, and stay safe there. We'll chat with you again next Monday morning here on the radio.
You do the same. Thank you.
And just remember, you can't catch anything. Listen to the radio.
Nope. So,
all right. See you then.
Bye.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.